All right, if y'all will, 1 Timothy chapter 4, we're going to read that first. It says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Now, if you will, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to read down in verse 11. It says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, what things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Dad, can I get you to pray for me, please? Amen.
Lord, we just come here today to learn more about your word and let us apply to our hearts. And
yes.
Live closer to you each day.
Lord. Amen. Help us, Lord.
Lord,
help us.
Bless each and every person here.
Yes.
Bless the sick. Bless the sick. Lord, just do your will in her life.
Amen.
Lord, just let this sermon come to us and us just originate in our minds.
Yes. Lord, help us.
Think of you on the daily thought. Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, I want to talk to you this morning on the subject of spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment. The reason why it's so relative a topic is because y'all read with me in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, that in the latter times, before the church age is over, he's saying, there's this Paul writing to the church, he's saying that people are going to give heed to seducing spirits. Now, you know what? The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. He came in and he deceived by the words of his mouth, by good words and fair speeches, he deceiveth the hearts of the simple. Your heart is deceitful and wicked above anything. So you think the devil's deceitful. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things.
Amen.
Now, I'll tell you something. All the devil has to do is get you to own a different doctrine or something and get you on your own self, and you'll destroy your own self. He don't have to do a thing.
Right.
If he can get you focused on yourself, you'll just do just like Eve did, and she's a member of the ERA, Eve ruined Adam. You know what we can do? We can yield to the devil, and we can yield to the devil and seducing spirit and ruin somebody close to us.
That's right.
So, you know what happens? If he can get you on a false thing, false doctrine, that's what's going on today. Teachers don't hardly preach doctrine no more. They don't rightly divide the Bible. They don't give Bible verses. Why? Because they can confuse you if they get you off the Bible. And the thing is, it's a spiritual issue. This issue, all this stuff going on today, they talk about, hey, want to blame this, that, and other. You can just name whatever you want to. But it's a spiritual problem. It's a sin problem. And it's not something that people just want to blame everything. I get so tired of that junk. We're fighting a spiritual battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But they're mighty through God, and they're pulling down the stronghold. People aren't pulling down any stronghold because they're trying to fight a spiritual battle with physical weapons. You can't hit a spirit with a physical sword. You got to have a spiritual sword, the sword of the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's what's happening. People aren't fighting. That's like we have things going on with our relatives and all these people we love. And you know what's happening? We're trying to use our own wisdom and our own ways and our own methods and our own programs to try to fight something when you don't get to go to the Word of God in prayer.
Amen.
We'll talk about those we love and stuff like that, but how often have you prayed for them? Well, you're not going to pray and ask God to change your heart. Why? Because you want your own way. Little babies. Spiritual babies. And you know what happens? I say that not to just stomp on, but y'all, if you want to be joy, to have joy in your heart and peace in your relationship, you got to pray to God and ask God to change the heart. But you know what? You want your own little way, don't you? Bunch of babies, man. And I'm telling you why. Because it happens that this flesh is so sinful and so weak and just wants its own way. I just didn't get... You've all raised kid, you know what? You know that long face? You know what happened? Just give them the pacifier. And then, right back again. Something to pacify you. You know what Christians are doing that? They got their pacifiers. All the time.
Amen.
You know what? I wish people spent as much time in God's book as they do on the books of this world. Snapchat and Instagram and all this stuff they got. You name it, they got it. Why, they spend all kind of time in that. You know, we'll just pacifier. They don't realize God has got you so... I mean, not God. The God of this world has got you so off-kilter, seduced you, and brought you off over here, you don't even know the things of God.
That's right,
this whole world don't even realize. You know what? Every one of y'all in here probably know right where you were on 9/11. I know where I was. I can tell you the time and place. I was a shock value. When reality set in, you realize it was real. Oh my, this thing is real. Amen. I will never forget. I went by and looked. You see so much stuff on the television all the time. I got to where I just walked by the news and I seen them towers burning. And I thought, that's odd. Well, man, both of them burning down. What is going on? And they just come down and say, we've been attacked. And I thought, and we went down to the gas station. You couldn't get no gas nowhere. Well, reality had set in on it. They think, man, we're getting attacked. And guess what? Church just full. Sunday, church parking lot for a full, Lord have mercy. People say, I wonder why God allows calamity. Well, I'll get you in church, I guess. Have people come to church, everything's fine and wonderful. Everybody's healthy and everything else. Don't worry about the prayer list. But you let somebody get, man, I'll tell you what, everybody get everybody together. We need to. Why? When reality sets in, you see it's a spiritual thing. You know to go to God, don't you?
Amen.
You know what happens? This is we are waging spiritual warfare, and so many of the soldiers just AWOL.
That's right.
Ain't that fighting? Let me tell you something. If you're not reading your Bible and you're not praying, you're not in the fight.
That's
say
right.
What you want to. You're not fighting. You're just sitting around and you ain't doing nothing. If you ain't getting up in the morning and trying to help somebody else and trying to go to work and support your family and try to be a good man for your family, you're not in the spiritual warfare. Now, you might be saved, but that's all. You know what's going on, y'all? I don't want to see you get attacked. It's my job as a preacher to try to help you. You know what's going on? This world's just completely getting attacked. Why? They don't realize it's a spiritual battle. Now, I got a long way to go, short time to get there. So we're going to get on this thing and go. Matthew 26:41, in your verse sheet. I didn't even write it down. Watch this. Watch ye and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit can want to do one thing. Let me tell you something about your flesh. It's just as weak as it can be. Why? It wants to go its own way. And the spirit is where the will is located. The spirit can be kind of identified as a governor. It can be identified as an influence or a guide. Spirit, we're going to talk about all kinds of spirits today. But the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. He's not going to force you. So the Spirit is going to guide. He can influence you to do things. He's not going to force you. So you know what you have? These seducing spirits. They're saying, come my way, come my way. And they're trying to seduce you, trying to get you to go the wrong way. And the Holy Spirit saying, hey, this is the right way. This is the narrow path. This is the straight path. Go there. And you know what people want to do? I want to go this crooked path. I want to go over here like this right here. And you know what's happening? They're wore out. You wonder why you're wore out? Because you're doing this right here all the time. You're over here like this. Well, man, you're wore down. Why? Well, the Lord says, walk with the Lord. Enoch walked with God. He didn't run with God. He walked with God. He didn't jump with God. You know what? Everybody just bouncing around, all this stuff. What's wrong? You're tired, spiritually tired, because you're on the crooked path.
Amen.
It's a spiritual thing. All this bouncing around and everything everybody's doing. What, the wind blows this way and you, I'm over here on false doctrine. Oh, man, but the next day, you're in the wind again. What's going on? You're tired. I'm tired of giving you the illustration. Man, a lie. You wonder why people are spiritually tired. Why, they're just blowing around in the wind like a kite. What's happening? You got to get stable. You know what's wrong? I feel sorry for these young ladies coming up. We got some. I pray for. I really do. I really pray. Why? Find a man that's stable.
Amen.
Job's in the middle of the Bible. You know what I do? Okay, you want to date me? You got a job?
Ryan.
Huh? Oh, well, sorry.
Right.
You may say you got qualification. Yeah, that's exactly right. Qualification. If you don't have a job and you're not saved, we're not even dating.
Amen.
Why? Because you know what that man's going to do? Take you off and lead you off in the ditch. The blind lead the blind. They both fall in the ditch.
Amen.
Men won't even. You commit to that lady, brother. You better commit to your agreement. Why? They won't keep the word. Truce breakers.
That's right.
That's what last day. Bunch of coward sissies is what it is. You say, brother Chase, I'm telling you, men ought to be men.
Amen.
Don't you? I'm glad we got some men in here this morning.
Amen.
Now you're not a man if you won't hold to your word. And you know what's good? It's a spiritual battle. We're lacking biblical men and we're lacking biblical women.
Yeah.
A woman ought to do what she says she's going to do, and a man, if he says he's going to do it, he ought to do it.
Amen.
And if you can't do it, say, hey, I can't do it. I'm just yellow. I'm just a coward. I can't do it. Brother, y'all, you know what that does? It helps you and your people at least respect you. You quit, you go and get a job and you say, hey, I've got this job right here and I've signed up with this right here. Okay, well, if you're going to go get another job, give the man you employed with a 2 weeks notice. Otherwise, you ain't doing right and you're not right with God. Why? Because if you said you was going to do it, you ought to keep your word and do it. Why, a bunch of sissies today. What? Yeah, brother, I tell you what, I tell you outside them doors out there. I'm telling you, this world is scared to death of offending somebody.
That's right.
And man, this political correctness is killing. You can't hardly preach a sermon anymore. Everybody just scared to death. Brother, not that Bible right there. God will give it to you straight. Why? To help you.
Amen.
Brother, the truth. Why, when have we got to the place where the truth is trying to help you? People say, well, I don't like that, but give me a lie then. Well, I like that guy.
Amen.
My. Well, that shows you they like the devil more than they like the truth. What I'm trying to tell you is, if I could ever get to point number one, is only the Lord Jesus Christ can rule over that flesh. John chapter number 17, verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. He said the Father's given him power over all flesh.
Amen.
You'll never have that flesh in rule and in going the right way unless the Lord Jesus Christ is there ruling you. He got to be in charge. You know what he did? He said, I want y'all to go down there. He said, there's going to be there's an ass tied to a pole down there. He said, I want you to loose and bring him to me. And people say, I wonder why he said it like that. Every man is born like a wild ass's colt, Job says.
That's right.
Everybody in here is stubborn, just like old jackass.
That's right.
And you know what happens? The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, wherein never man sat, Jesus Christ got up on that donkey and just...
Amen.
Right on up there he went. He didn't buck either, did he?
That's
no, sir. He had the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, Amen. The beginning and the end, the first and the last on earth. And he done right what he was supposed to do. You know what? We'll do right what we're supposed to do if the Lord's in charge.
That's right.
Well, so you say, well, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Okay, well, the Lord wasn't in charge right then. If the Lord's not a Lord of all, if he's not Lord at all, whatever it is, if he's not Lord of your life, he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all, whatever that thing is they say, that's not right. Why? Everybody in here, if you're not yielded to the Lord, He wasn't Lord of your life in that situation. That don't mean you're lost. That just means you weren't serving the Lord. If you're saved, you're saved. But Him ruling your life is a whole different, and it's a spiritual matter. We gotta recognize this thing. If I ever get, Lord help us. I want you to see something here about this. The world even recognizes spirits. They say, I see yourself up there and it says, wine and spirits. What's that? They just recognize without recognizing that other things can control you. That's all they... Something else can get a hold of you and control your body. Once you're saved, the devil can't have your soul, but he can get in control of your eyes and your ears and your nose and your hands and your feet and your mind.
Amen.
While your mind's made of flesh, there are things we can't see right now trying to control us, trying to influence you, trying to guide you, trying to guide your attitude. Have a bad... Almost like your eye. You ever get some? You get on the wrong topic, and some people just like you can tell. You can tell they're like, he's on that topic now. You can always tell it. That left eye gets to twitching a little bit, you know, and they get mad. Brother, hey, just get glad in the same pants you got mad in. Why? The Lord just trying to help you. That's all that thing is. You know what? A lot of people, they don't realize they feel with unclean spirits. And you know what? The blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you and get that junk out of you. Now, I said all that unseen world. You can't see your heart. You can't see your brain, but it's going on. It's controlling your body right now. If my heart stopped, I'd drop dead right here and I'd go right straight to heaven. But I'd drop dead. My body, there are our spirits trying to control you. You better believe in this church service right now. There are spirits trying to hinder you, trying to get your mind. Well, what? Well, he must be talking about me. I didn't get to sit at the house and try to plan that sermon right for you. I can tell you, the Holy Spirit knows right where you're at. You say, how come? How do you know?
Amen.
Why? The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and the spirit, and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of of the thoughts and intents are. That Word of God knows right where you're at. He knows right where you're sitting. He knows right what you're doing. He knows what you're doing. That you don't think nobody else knows what you're doing, but God knows what you're doing. He said, well, nobody else knows. I looked at it on my phone. God knows who you've been talking to. God knows who you've been messaging on the Facebook. And God knows all that stuff. And guess what happened? You said, oh, yeah, that's the Holy Spirit telling you. Just listen to Him. He'll get you right and get you glad. And He'll put a smile on your face. Now the Lord's able to do that. Now I want you to see, number one, there are spirits concerning salvation. Number one, there's a man spirit. Man spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want you to see verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man? That is, there's a common spirit among men, and that common spirit does what's naturally. What does he do? He's concerned with self-preservation, self-propagation, and self-gratification. All he wants to do is preserve himself. You know what the spirit of a man would do? If his building caught on fire, you know what some of these men might do? They'd knock all the women and children out of the way and they'd climb over you and try to get out that door. That's self-preservation. Self-propagation is trying to get the species going, just trying to keep on going, just trying to keep your name going. And self-gratification, what can I do to please my own self all the time and not help somebody else? You get some of these fellas, all they want to do is, how can it please me? How can it do? Well, hold on just a minute now. The Bible said man shall not always please himself over in Rome. You know what happens? It needs to be mutual. But some people just blame the other person and blame their friend and blame their wife and blame their husband and all this stuff right here. Amen. But okay, what are you doing on your part? Some of these guys, woman's been working, the man's been working. Man comes home, he said, all right, supper cooked. Get back, kick his feet off. All right, his feet off. His shoes off his feet. They can't kick your feet off. You do that now. You doing something. He'd kick your shoes off your feet. Sit up and say, all right, I'm ready for supper. And I want everything all ready. Okay, then. And he wonders why things ain't right at home. Why you making her do everything.
Right.
You know what we do with God? It's a marriage relationship. You know what we do with the Lord? Lord, you just do it all. And I want everything. I want all the blessings up. Hold on just a minute now. It don't work like that. That's the spirit of man controlling you. You got to be able to recognize if it's just a natural lost man spirit, is it controlling you? If you're going over those three things all the time, you're being controlled by that spirit. You got the senses of man. There's a common spirit of man, the senses of man. All these five senses are six. Is it five? Five. Number for dead, probably man. And if you got a sixth sense, whenever you get saved, Holy Spirit gives you a sixth sense there. Alright, so anyway, you go by the senses. And that common spirit can be discerned by anyone. If you go to Japan and somebody sees something funny, a Japanese will smile just like you smile. Well, we've all got things in common. If you make him mad, He might furrow up his brow and get mad too. Why? We all got a common thing. It's a common man spirit. That's how we can relate to other people. Why? We got that thing in common, just being born of this world, and we got those things in common. That's your spirit of man. But that man spirit will control you to just do. People say, I'm just doing what comes naturally. Okay, well, you're being controlled by the man spirit. We're supposed to go against nature. Well, I've got a new nature. My new nature's in Christ. I'm created new. I'm a new creation. You say, well, you're supposed to go against that thing. Well, just what comes naturally, you're just going to just go with the old world, just like the dogs do, and you're just going to look down at the world all the time like that right there. Dogs and animals and cats, and they always look, and they look up just long enough to see where they're going and look right back down to earth. That's the spirit of man. Now, here's the next thing. I want you to see over here, there's a converted spirit. There's a common spirit. There's a converted spirit. Chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Whenever you get saved, you get a God spirit. You get the Holy Spirit. He comes to live on the inside of you. And if a man hath not the spirit of God, he's none of his. Romans 8, 9. And you got to realize this thing right here. Whenever you get saved, that spirit can understand the Word. Got a few verses for you. Proverbs 1:6 says, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. He said, well, hold on, I thought in him was light and in him is no darkness at all. It's dark sayings, not dark Lord. It's dark sayings. How come? It's dark to you if you don't have the Lord. It's going to be a proverb. It's going to be something. It's going to be just a parable. You read over there the parables. The Sadducees and Pharisees didn't understand it, but He gave the disciples the interpretation. He'll give you the right interpretation just like He gave Daniel. He gave Daniel the interpretation. He gave Joseph the interpretation of things. Why? The secret things belong to God and His servant. And if you're not serving the Lord, even if you're saved, you're not going to get it. Another thing too, you can understand wisdom. I got that verse for you. I love this verse. Luke 10:21, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. You can understand wisdom. Guess what? He sent all the scholars up there, they think, well, I know the Greek and Hebrew, you know. The word really should mean, and it really should say, keep your mouth shut. The Bible said He'll reveal it unto babes. Why? A babe will just believe. Don't you ever let a man stand up in the pulpit, and Lord help us, that pulpit, we'll get him out, Brother Mike. But I tell you what, you don't ever let a man stand up there and say, well, you know, the Bible really should mean, and I like unfortunate rendering in your King James, you don't know what you're talking about, man. I'll show you a cross-reference that shows you the Bible's right and you're wrong. The Bible's written for your correction, not for you to try to correct it. Now, why? That's why the world don't got wisdom nowadays. They're always trying to correct God's Word when the Word of God's supposed to correct us. Amen. All right, so it'll understand wisdom. Now, here's the next thing. There's that converted spirit. There's a carnal spirit. Now, once you get saved, just because you got saved don't mean you're going to be spiritual. And if you don't leave room for this right here, there's going to be a lot of folks you're going to think they just lost the ball on Halloween. But brother, if they're saved, they're saved. But they might just be carnal. What's that? Fleshly. If you go to the carnival, it's just a whole bunch of fleshly stuff there. Well, I was trying to show you some carnivore is a meat eater. Flesh. Alright, so 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at verse 1. And I, brethren, watch this, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. See, there's a spiritual Christian, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Babies are always just wondering about how much they can eat and just what all they can do. And guess what happens? A carnal Christian, you can't speak to them the same way. How come? Because they're always worried about their self and not trying to take care of the others around them. They're selfish. Selfish. I know you're in the spitting section. I can't help it. This morning, I just can't help it. But what I'm trying to tell you is this right here. A carnal, little lazy Christian, they may be saved, but they're not growing in Christ. You know what they're going to do? They're going to bite and devour, and they're going to be a Christian cannibal, and they're going to tear up everybody else, and they're going to try to tear up those around them, and they're going to get like this right here. And when they're going to wear the teeth down, and guess what? They're going to need nothing else to eat on. They have to get some dentures, I guess.
Amen.
You know what happens? You wonder why you can't chew the Word of God because you're using your teeth to chew up other people all the time. You got to use the Word of God. You got to use your teeth to chew that, and it'll last just fine. Just like those shoes lasted for 40 years walking around the desert, your teeth can last forever if you chew on the Word of God. Now, I'm telling you this too. There's a carnal spirit that doesn't understand the Word. It don't understand the Word. Even if you're saved, you're not following the Lord. I got some of these people, and they're saved. They just saved me and you. But they get up there and they get to doubt the Word. They say, you know, over there in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And see, it's not the first commandment. There must be a mistake in the Bible. No, read the verse which says it's the first commandment with promise connected to it. In the Old Testament, that Bible tells you that if there's long life connected with obeying your parents. Well, you know what? I don't know any parent that's living for the Lord that would direct their child in a bad way. So you know what he's saying? Hey, if you'll do honor your father and mother and do what they say, guess what? Most parents will lead their children to the Lord. And you know what happens? Yeah, you'll do fine. You'll have a good life. But you know what the sad case is? And most children won't listen to their parents. Their parents trying to give them good advice and things like, no, I think I know what I do. You don't know what you're talking about. You go up there to McDonald's and they got 50 things on the kids' menu. And what do you want? I don't know. Look, I'm going to tell you what you want because you ain't got enough sense to decide. You know what's wrong? They think they know best. But the parent who loved them and saying, hey, God's told me this and God's Word says this right here. And people just doubt the Word. Carnal Christians doubt the Word. And you know what happens? That because they doubt the Word, they don't get the confidence they need. You know what? I know for a fact I'm going to heaven. If I were to drop right now, I'd be in heaven. How come? Not because of anything I've done, but because of what Jesus Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross. And brother, that excites me. Why? Because brother, if it went by merit, I'd stay out. My dog would go in. I'll tell you something. You got that carnal spirit. Now guess what? Not only that, but it still focuses on worldly wisdom. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:20, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" This world don't have no wisdom. Evolution. Believe in evil. I don't call it evolution. I call it evolution. It's evil ocean. That's exactly what it is. I got to have more faith to believe I came from a rock than I do if God just made it all. The Big Bang. I tell you what, they're going to get a Big Bang one of these days. I'll tell you, a big bang in the head by the rod of God, what they're going to get. I tell you something, when the heavens go away like a scroll, I just lost that verse. But it's going to roll back just like a scroll, and they're going to see the Big Bang. They're going to see the one who made it Big Bang. He's going to say, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. They're going to see Him one day.
Amen.
He's going to peel it back and say, "Hey, peekaboo, here I am." What do you think about that, atheist? And Stephen Hawking and all the rest of them go, "Oh, Lord." Charles Darwin, you know what? You go read what Charles Darwin and Voltaire and the rest of them said on their deathbed. Charles Darwin said, "I wished I had never written what I'd written about that." He said, "It was false. It was wrong. I never intended for it to be like that." He knew he messed up. His daddy was a preacher and he knew better.
Amen.
You know, a lot of folks get mad at God early on. They get mad at something didn't turn out right and they mess up and then they wish they hadn't have done that when they get older. That man, I tell you something, but the news media, the wisdom of this world, not going to tell you that, are they? They're not going to tell you what they say on their deathbed. A lot of them are drugged up on their deathbed. They don't know what they even saying. But in the old times, they were screaming out and saying, "Hey, I wish I got saved. Lord, save me. Keep me out of this fire." And brother, I tell you something, a lot of folks don't make it. They don't make it. All right, I want you to see also the spirits and speech. Man, I tell you, yeah, today is my free pass day, ain't it?
Yeah.
All right, now listen to this. Job 26, verse 4. We don't have time to go there. He says, "To whom hast thou uttered words, and whose spirit came from thee?" Guess what? Whenever you talk, different spirits can come out of your mouth at any given time. One minute, one the next minute. The Bible says over there in Galatians 3, 5, "He that ministereth to you the Spirit." If I'm speaking according to the Word of God, I'm ministering to you the Spirit, and a right spirit, a spirit of truth is coming out. But brother, if you lie, you can tell the truth one minute, and a lying spirit can come out the next. Why? Because guess what? The devil will use a little bit of truth. That's why you got to have the Bible, the measuring rod, to measure truth by. Why? The devil give you just enough truth for you about to lie. But whenever you're talking, you got to measure the spirits. You're in the spirit realm. And so, okay, if I just lied, that was the spirit of the devil come out of me. Now, you weigh the thing out, and how much are you feel? A lot of people ain't feel the spirit near as much as they think they are. A lot of these spiritual people, and anytime you're lying and you're not doing what's right by the Lord and by the Word of God, that's a wrong spirit. That's a lying spirit. You say, "Hold on, I didn't say anything." But if you're living a hypocrite, you're saying you're a Christian, and you're living like the world, the flesh, and the devil, you're lying by your actions.
Amen.
Well, just you wearing a name and staying the same. Well, just okay, if you're saved, just quit calling yourself a Christian then if you're going to live like that. If you're not, now all of us fail, I fail, but that's no excuse not to try.
That's right.
This old world, not way, I just can't do. I'm so low I could just slip underneath the bottom of the door out there, you know. Yeah, that's false humility, most of it.
That's right.
Most people just want you to think they're humble. Somebody who's really humble don't have to be like that.
That's right.
None of us are really humble as we ought to be.
That's
you think
right.
You humble as Jesus Christ? Just made Himself of no reputation. But He come down here in the form of a man to die for men, die for sinners, and just left His robe to deity, left heaven. Anybody who questions the love of God has got to have their head examined. Why? The Lord Jesus Christ left heaven and came down here to earth. Would any of y'all like to live in a rat pen for about 33 years? You imagine the Lord, He had never sinned. And Him coming there and living amongst sin and sinners, and He come there and healing the blind and healing the lame and healing the dumb and everything else. And then we just wonder if He loved. But God's the love that He gave.
Amen.
And brother, you don't have to question God. I question my love and I question your love. Why? Because brother, here we are, and we've got the grace of God. God saved us, and man got every excuse to serve God in this old flesh. You know. My mic. You know, you say, "How you doing today? Got that bottom lip, get it caught on tripwire somewhere." Well, my gas is out my truck, you know, flat tire, you know. Y'all, we just, man, if you're able to be here this morning, we don't realize how much we're blessed this morning. Look at this church house this morning. These believers in here. Y'all, we ought to thank God just for being able to breathe this morning. He's good, He's good, He's good. I can't brag on Him enough. And one day I'm going to be able to brag on Him every day, face to face. Face to face. You got that Holy Spirit. Now the thing is, 2 Samuel 23:2, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me and His Word was in my tongue. Whenever you talk, that's good inspiration right there, by the way. But when you talk, the Holy Spirit can use your mouth to brag on the Lord and speak truth for the Lord. Now here's another one, Acts 6:10, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which He spake. Stephen there speaking, and here he is speaking by the Lord, and they say, hey, that's some godly wisdom. We can't resist that, nothing we can do about that. He was speaking the truth. So you can have the Holy Spirit, but you can have man's spirit. We talked about man's spirit. You know what? You read over I'm like Simon Peter sometime. Luke 9:33, Peter said, I got to underline my Bible, we need to build these tabernacles, all this stuff. And the bottom of that verse says, not knowing what he said. You know what? Man's spirit don't know what he's talking about half the time. You know, a lot of times we just waste idle words, and we're out here just conversation, shallow as a bird bath, shallow as a teardrop, and we're just out here just spouting off stuff, never talking about the Lord, never getting things around the way. It's just shallow. Some people you talk to them, you can talk to them about golf. Don't get me started on that. You can talk to them about fishing. You can talk to them about driving nice trucks and stuff like that. And they'll just love all that. You can talk to them about the Lord.
That's right.
Why? That's right. Just a bad face. You know what's going on? They not close to the Lord. And they don't have a relationship. Brother, you get me talking about my wife, my kids, and my family, my church, and I'll talk your head off. Why? Because I'm concerned about it. It's on my mind. And you talk about what's on your mind. That man's spirit will lead you talk about junk about men that nobody's even concerned about anyway. I can't remember what that guy was talking about. How come? Because he's just talking about junk that's going to blow away in the wind. You know what's going to last? When you talking about the Lord and things that'll help other people, that's conversation that'll last. These false spirits are just governing people. I'm telling you right now, this stuff, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God so we can be a help. Here's another thing, unclean spirits. I got a few in here written down. I don't have time to go to Matthew 26, but here comes Simon Peter. He's speaking truth. One minute he said, I believe thou art the Christ. 5 verses later, the Lord said, well, I'm going to die and be buried. He's got to talk about sufferings and things. Simon Peter said, not so, Lord. And Peter rebuked him, trying to correct the Bible. The Lord's a walking Bible, by the way.
Amen.
And you know what happens there? You read over there in Matthew 16:22-23, the Lord had to rebuke Simon Peter. He went from speaking from heaven to speaking from hell, just like that. Wow, that's an unclean spirit. He said, well, can it happen in the church age? Of course. Acts 5:3. But Peter said in the night, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? The Lord knows when you're lying. Don't you think? You're not fooling God. You know what else? 1 Corinthians 5:5, deliver such an one that's so pervert, such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means a lot of people, their flesh, body, they just live in some wicked man. And guess what's going to happen? I mean, if they trust the Christ, they're still going to go to heaven. Their flesh is going to be destroyed. Why? This old boy here, you know that a false spirit led him to do that junk. You know what's going on? A lot of that perversion that's going on in your life and the lives of others. You know that stuff's perversion. You know what's happening? False spirit just leading you. And you're just letting it happen. And you know what happens? The Lord's saying, hey, it's going to destroy your flesh. Trying to warn you. You got to warn it. You know what the Lord does? Every one of us in here get warned.
Yeah.
God is good. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have a preacher or the Word of God. Somebody, I listen to sermons every day. Well, I got to have it too. I'd rather have the Word than the whooping. Why? Because you're going to get it. You ever had your parents say, you're wanting a spanking? No, I'm not wanting one. Yes, you are. I'm warning you. You're wanting a spanking. I don't want a spanking. That's not what I want. You know what the Lord's doing? I'm telling you, I'm putting my finger on you. I know what you're doing. You're about to get it. And then whenever it happens, they're like, but I didn't, the Lord, why did you? I didn't do it. The Lord's saying, you did it to yourself.
Amen.
The Lord, I'm trying to help you. Don't you think for a minute God's not trying to help you? Man, this world, it just breaks my heart to see what these kids are going into and things like that. And the Lord said, I will help you. I will help you. He's got His hand out. Won't they help you? And you know what happened? It's like a drowning man. It's like that old boy. He was drowning. He was drowning. And he said, look, the Lord don't save me. Don't worry about it. He just climbed up the store in that building. And a boat come by and said, hey man, hop in here with us. No, don't worry about it. The Lord going to save me. Two or three times that happened. Finally, old boy drowned. And the Lord, he got up there to the Lord. And he said, hey Lord, I thought you were going to help me. I was telling everybody. He said, I sent two or three boats by in a helicopter. What happened to you? You know what people do? God said, hey, I'm lending my hand for you. I'm trying to give you a warning. I'm trying to help you. Don't go by them spirits. Don't let those spirits sway you. Well, I know I got a little time. Okay, well, we'll see then. It'll bust your head wide open. You got to realize he's trying to, unclean spirits will lead you. Here's the last thing. You get spiritual strength for service. I forgot my napkin today. The Bible said in Zechariah chapter 4, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If anything gets done in your life, anything gets done in your family, anything gets done in this church, anything gets done anywhere it's worth anything, it's the Spirit of the Lord that's going to do it. We got to have His power and His might. And the thing is, I want to give you a couple things. The Spirit will lead you to do something constructive. Spirit not going to lead you to be lazy. Going to lead you to do something constructive. I want to read a few verses for you in Exodus 35. It'll lead you to do something constructive. In Exodus 35, you can find this all the way through. One, the Spirit will guide you, influence you, and lead you. It says this in verse 21. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. Man, you ever get stirred up in your heart? Some people just never get excited about nothing. Why? I just feel sorry for you. It says this right. Stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. His spirit was willing. Why? Because I don't want to force y'all to do nothing. If you don't want to do it of your own free will, just don't do it. Why? Because the Spirit will lead you to do something by your own free will and do something constructive. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation for all His service and for the holy garment. They wanted to do something.
Amen.
31, same book. And He hath filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Isn't that a blessing, y'all? Why? It'll lead you to do something constructive. We're closing, but I got to show you this. The Spirit, are you? What kind of spirit you being led by? The Spirit will lead you against the crowd. Well, guess what, Caleb? Over in Numbers, I got on your verse sheet. Him and the whole crowd, they going, man, what are you talking about? We don't go up there and fight those giants? And you know what Caleb said? The Bible said he was led by another. He had another spirit. Why? He had a spirit that was another. It was against all those other ones. You know what? You're going to need God's power to go against this world. This world's trying to lead our children to hell, to hell, to hell. And this world's trying to lead our churches off into this junk where they have a great big old rock concert up here. And any Bible you want to, don't matter. Just say, hey, whatever you prefer. And all that. I don't go by the church I prefer. I don't go by the Bible I prefer. I want the one God wants me to have. I want to go where God wants me to go. Why? Because where I want to go will lead me to the ditch.
Yeah.
And you as well. It'll lead you against the crowd. You know why most of these men and women, stuff like that, do their own thing? Because they don't have another spirit like Caleb, and they're all scared of what somebody else will think of them.
Right.
And they got the spirit of man, and they got unclean spirits. Why? Because I want to make sure I'm like everybody else.
That's right, bro.
Brother, I don't want to be like this world. I want to be completely against this world. I want to find out what this world is interested in and go directly the other way.
Amen.
He said, well, you know, this world likes. Okay, well, if the world likes it, that means I don't want to like it.
Amen.
Yeah, He died for the sins of the world. Then over in John 17, He said, I pray not for the world. Why? This world system is going to hell.
Amen.
You know what we want to do? I want to be on the track that's going to heaven.
Amen.
Heaven. And that's the Jesus street. That's the straight street. That's the save street.
Amen.
The Savior street. Here's two more things. It'll lead you in conflict. Lead you in conflict. Here's one of my favorite ones, Samson. We're just 5 minutes over. Just give me a minute. Here's Samson. I love reading about him. He's in a conflict here, and he needs to go up here, and the Spirit of God came upon him, verse 14, and guess what he did? He found the jawbone of an ass. He said, why would they use that right there? He used a weapon that was both a weapon and something that later on quenched his thirst. He said, I'm going to die of thirst now. And God made water come out of that thing, out of that mouth, something that's used for a mouthpiece. You know what you have? You got a weapon just like that.
Amen.
You've got a weapon that's a jawpiece of the Lord. Now, the Lord's not an ass, but guess what happened? He used this saved people who used to be like a wild ass's coat to bring His Word. And guess what? It's a weapon. It'll whip all the foes and make all the folks mad that don't like it. And I love that about it. But guess what else? It'll give me a drink of water at the same time and give you all the water you want. Brother, there's enough water for everybody on this side, enough water for everybody on that side, and enough water for everybody on the Lord's side out there. It's enough water for everywhere. And it'll quench your thirst like, I'm getting water right now. You know, you can't even see it, but it's just for why? Because I love the Word of God. And if you love it, you'll get quenched too. Here's the last thing. It'll lead you to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 16:13, He says over there that Spirit will not speak of Himself.
That's right.
All these places doing this hobbly-gobbly, and they get up there, we got the Spirit. If they don't brag on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit's not there.
Right.
The Spirit will lead you to brag on the Savior, on the One who did all the work on the cross. That's what His job is to do. You know what our job is to do? Bring glory, honor, and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in closing, what spirit are you being led by? Are you being led by a man's spirit? Are you being led by an unclean spirit? Are you being led by a spirit of this world? A spirit of slumber? Are you being led by all this stuff of the world, the world spirit? Are you being led by the Holy Spirit? Man, you can't. The Holy Spirit will take you and use you. You say, He wouldn't use me. Brother, if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ, He will in no wise cast you out, and He'll pick you up, dust you off, and use you.
Amen.
That's my Lord. That's my Savior. That's my King. And man, it's Jesus. I'm excited to serve Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love You.